Hi guys, this is Funda.
And this is Rodrigo.
We are at the Stranger's Corner again, and today, what are we going to talk about, Rodrigo?
I think we're going to talk about academy, aren't we?
Yes.
Specifically, academic comparison.
Yes, and all the gossip about it.
Oh. Is there gossip about it? What are you going to tell us? Like, the teacher who, like, what the heck was that? I don't follow you. Sometimes I don't follow you at all.
Baby, I'm not following myself either. Don't worry.
Oh, mamma mia. I think we should better start with a song.
Yes. We should go with Pink Floyd.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna play for us?
The Wall. No education. We don't need no thought control. No dark sarcasm in the classroom.
It's amazing. Sometimes I believe that should be the ithem anthem. Ithem.
Yes. It must be. You are right. Okay, Rodrigo, tell me. How do you see academia here? Because, you know, I have no classes here.
Funda is just enjoying, like...
Yes.
She just really enjoys. She has to write a paper, but she never writes. Have you started, actually?
No.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah. I haven't started it yet.
Here you go, Funda.
Yeah.
Funda's life in one sentence. I haven't started
it yet. Wow, but if you think about it, maybe it's a good line for me, good motto. I haven't started it yet.
Where do you want to say that?
In life, in motto.
Are you sure you want to say that everywhere? I haven't started
yet. I haven't started to enjoy it yet. Maybe. I don't.
Oh, come on. You. This is just... Today we're going to speak about sex with Funda, our doctor. Who hasn't started enjoying it yet? Oh, that's so bad. Okay, so how do I see academy here?
Yes.
Academia. Well, what I've seen, I've lived many things. I've seen some really good teachers because I'm taking courses in Italian and in English. Most of them are in Italian, but I also take one in English. So what can I say? In Italian, there's a huge variety. Like I have three courses. One course, the teacher is amazing. It gives me the will to study. That sounds a bit weird here, but he makes the class so good that I wanna correspond to the class.
Mm-hmm.
The second, I have a really good teacher also, but I haven't been able to attend as much as I wish. Mm-hmm. So although she is good, it's a she. Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you attend that much?
Oh, because I'm working.
Ah, okay.
Indeed, I am. And the last one, I don't know, is a teacher that speaks the whole hour. So he's just like cathedra. I don't know if that word exists in English. Cathedra.
No, I don't.
Okay, he just goes into the class and straight speaks like 2 hours. No,
oh.
2 hours, no, because he's never early, which is something interesting here. But he speaks, let's say, like 1 hour and a half or less.
Uh-huh.
But anyways, imagine a guy speaking 1 hour and a half, like, oggi vedremo il tema dell'usura, l'usura è una cosa... And no. her voice tone is very plain.
Uh-huh.
So that class, although it's very interesting, like I like the subject, mamma mia, it's hard. Sometimes it's really hard if you're tired. So
yes.
You listen to that, the voice so tone hard. Is the same. Like if the voice tone changed, I think it would be pretty good. Like if you say like, yeah, this, so then we'll all suit, and so uh-huh. like that. It would be amazing, but it does not do. And yeah, it's pretty much good. But also another thing about English teachers, I have one English teacher. She knows English pretty much, but it's not her strongest language, I believe.
Mm.
So what happens is that she gives the class, she prepares the class, but at the end, she also speaks straight 2 hours. And she's always early. So it's 1 hour 30 because we have 3 times a week.
Uh-huh.
She speaks the 1 hour 30 straight.
Oh, so tiring, so tiring.
And it's very tiring.
You can't be that concentrated, no.
It's very tiring. And I think it has to do a lot of how he teaches, how the class is given.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knows a lot. Like, she knows, mamma mia, she knows a lot. But the class... And you look at people around, people are looking at their computers, they're just like, don't give a fuck.
And there is a big difference between knowing a lot and sharing what you know.
Appunto. And I wanted to share something with you. Yesterday I had this class, I told you, the teacher speaks a lot. We had a presentation, which
mm-hmm.
also counts as the final exam, I think. Some teachers allow you to do that, so it's pretty nice, actually.
Yeah.
But we had it yesterday. There was these two boys, and they went to the presentation. They spoke like 51-hour minutes. They seemed like the... they were like the two... Like, they were tutored by the teacher, you know?
Yes.
I was looking at them, and I was like, what the heck? They are, like... They are the version of the teacher, like younger version of the teacher speaking about a topic. But you cannot imagine. They were speaking about, it was a law topic, so I'm not going to mention it.
Okay.
It's not important.
Uh-huh.
But they were speaking, they first started speaking about the, like, how it first was, how it started, and why it started changing. But then when it changed, they say there were two theories, but one theory was the one they used, the other theory no one gave the fuck. Like, I'm kidding. Like, probably people do. Sorry if you wrote it. Anyways, you don't know the topic, so you don't know I'm speaking about it. But they spoke about so many details. I even believe they knew the color of the magistrate that approved a sentence. Like, it was that detailed, and it's amazing because I thought it was something of that class.
Uh-huh.
But today I had another presentation, the same scheme.
Mm-hmm.
It was the same. Other guys, different, the same thing. So I think that's kind of how they teach. Like, they are very...
Yes, lost in details.
Not lost in details, because they do know it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But they are very... How can I say, like, methodical? So they want to give like all the information there is about the topic. But for me, I don't consider it a good presentation. Like, if I was checking that, I would be like, because at the end, like, I heard these two guys 1 hour speaking about a topic.
Yes, but
you ask
do
me,
you, remember?
You ask me, what was the important part about the topic?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea. Like, at this point, of course, I know about the topic a bit.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to be offensive, but it's not because of them. Like, definitely it's not because of them, because they do know a lot, but they don't trespass the... So you, at the end, you're just like, what just happened? Like, really, even the teacher, like, it finished. Their part finished, like, finally finished. The teacher just looked at them, looked at us, and asked someone in the student, the teacher. So I want you to understand, imagine a teacher asking after you spoke 1 hour of a topic.
Yes.
So for me, that's a problem they have here. But speaking about going back to the academia, I think it's pretty good. Like, you can use a lot of, what do you have, like, tools that university gives you. And I wanted to give to ask you also, what has been your experience with the libraries? Have you used them more?
Yes.
Or has not been there yet?
No, no. I go to the library. Mm-hmm. I like the Library Humanistica.
No, va bene. Si.
Yes, and Aulas. One of them is very close to my house, so I go to them for doing some research and studying properly. And it was very good experience, because when you see all the people are studying with you, I want to study too. I want to do something. Yes.
Okay.
And you know, I tell you, I took a lot of a couple of class here just for fun, just for curiosity. Like, I went a semiotica class because I'm very interested in that kind of thing.
Where was it?
In the political science building.
Oh, okay, like you just enter a class.
Yes. Okay, that's good. It was very interesting, actually.
Here I've heard you can follow courses without problem.
Yes.
Like, I think if you're not a student, you could just go and look at the course, you know, which is pretty, it's pretty interesting. Like, it's not a closed, because back in Bogota, my university at least, it's closed university. If you're not a student, it's not like you can come in and go to a class and... No, you have to be a student, or you have to be invited by a student. So it means, like, basically you can go once to a class, yes, but you cannot go like every day to a class, which is very nice here, I found, because you can pretty much, if I wanted to, which I haven't, but if I wanted to, I could get into a class, random class, and sit there and listen to it, which is...
And there is a real difference I felt here. If I have to take these classes, probably I get so bored, I don't want to listen any of it, and I get distractions, probably. But now I don't have to take an exam, or I don't have any obligations.
Oh yeah, she's just enjoying. Like,
yes. So I like these courses, and I started to go the other classes, but not every week. I just ask one of my friends, what do you have today? And if they say interesting classes for me, I'll go with them.
But that's good, you know, learning by passion
is
the best thing you can do. Like, but everything, even in the things you study in university, learning because you really want it, I think really gets to you. Because you can attend a class, okay, you can learn, you can do an exam, you can do very well. But that has happened to me sometimes. After a semester passes, I'm blank. I'm like, yes, I saw it, but yeah, what can I say?
Yes.
Which is pretty bad, like, but what can we do, you know? I don't know, do you remember everything you saw in university?
No, not everything, no.
She just looked at me like... Shit, do I remember anything?
No.
I'm kidding, I know you do.
Yeah, actually, in my condition, my high school is much more better than my university.
Really?
Yes.
Why would you say so?
Because it's like a special college for communication.
Your university or your...
High school.
High school.
Yes, yes.
So you went to a high school, like, specially in communication?
Yes,
Yes. So you didn't have like math, science?
A little bit.
I just want to understand like how was it?
No, a little bit of these classes, but the public relations and writing news and some cinematography classes. Yes, I've been studying communication since I was in high school.
Really? Since what age?
14.
So you can choose basically?
Yes.
What other types can you choose? Like, I don't know if I wanted to be, let's say, a judge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. What can I do? Like, how is it? How does it work, the school, like the educational system in Turkey?
That's a really cool question. And I will answer you. But can you choose a song for me?
Of course I can. What do you think about listening to Van Halen,
Hot for the teacher.
You like it?
Yes.
Are you hot for the teacher?
We are going to talk about high school, so...
This is just... Okay, play it on.
Yes.
For the teacher.
Do you ever fell in love with a teacher?
Oh, mamma mia. Actually, fell in love, I didn't.
Do you have hot stuff?
No, yeah.
Did you have?
Of course. I think everyone has like this one hot teacher. Like you say, like, oh, he's so hot. I had a hot teacher, yeah. Oh, I had a couple hot teachers indeed. Oh, yeah. Those were hard to concentrate, you know? Those were the hardest lessons I had.
I didn't have anyone. Any hard teacher.
Guys, don't study. What do you study again?
Communication. But one of my teachers in university has interest in me. When I started to work in university, then I like a teacher, but there's nothing happened.
But you tried something?
A little bit, maybe.
Oh, declarations here. Here on live, we have declarations.
I talk too much, okay? go back to the high school stuff.
Okay, I was speaking about how is the educational system in
Turkey?
Turkey.
We have some normal high schools, and we have some high schools for nursery, some of them for...
Oh, like specialized high schools, would
you
say?
Yes, okay. Specialized high school is the best word, I guess. And like mine, communication, or the other technical things, or industrial things, they have kind of schools. And then when we started to go university, Rodrigo, I can tell you because I worked in the university for 7 years. It's terrible. It's terrible.
What,
really.
It's terrible.
Being in a university, being in a student, it's very hard for the students. I really feel sorry for them.
But why are you saying like that with that tone? Like you're saying like it's the worst thing you can.
Yes.
Why?
Because they can never learn anything from university right now in Turkey. No.
Why do you think so?
There are all theoretical knowledge, and teachers give students nothing. Only students can make things for them, can learn by themselves. Otherwise, teachers, not all of them, but most of it, they don't give students anything.
So you pretty much study by yourself and...
Yes, when okay. I was a student, it was better, but now it's the same. Every faculty have the same problem because professors don't attend the class. Mostly they send their assistants.
Oh, that's annoying. Not annoying. Once it's fine, but... when it's when it's old times, that's really annoying.
Yes. I had brilliant teachers. I had brilliant professors. And they gave us everything. Like, they gave us from their souls.
Those are the best teachers. I also had some teachers
Yes. And they make me see the world outside of the school, outside of my brain, everything. They make me compare what I know, what I want to know, what world has to offer me to know. It was really, really cool. But then everything changed. Professors and their assistants also changed. You know, I was working as a journalist too, and I make a lot of interviews with the people. One of them is a 93 years old communication professor. He was the best that I met.
Okay.
He was so humble, so hardworking. Even then, he tried to write a new book.
Oh, that's great.
It's great. I didn't see anything like that in my life. But now I see the assistants. I worked with them.
And they are not the same.
No, not the same.
So they didn't acquire the knowledge of the, the master.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad.
Education part is that way. It's not the best way that students can get. And the social life is not that much bright. Libraries are a problem.
Why?
Because it's so crowded. For example, here, the Humanistica Library has 150 seats.
Really? I had no idea.
Yes. When you go out for a cigarette or buy a coffee, and when you come back, if the monitor says there is 150 people,
students?
You cannot go in.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense, Aisha.
Yes, but in Istanbul, it's not like that.
How is
people,
it then?
People always comes in, brings their stuff, and go out, and God knows when they...
Oh, I know, but that happens. That happens a lot. Actually, here, libraries, you can always find a seat.
Yes.
Which is... it's very nice. Like, for example, I know Jurisprudenza, which I go, not often, but I go. And all the times I go, I can't find a scene. Like, I've never seen it so full that I say, like, oh, this is too much. No, every time you can find a seat, which is very well organized, I think.
Yes, and if there are no seats in library, you can always go to aula.
You can always go to an aula studium, that's right. And here they have... There are a lot of aula studios.
Yes.
You can study even if you want until 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't done it, of course, not study.
No one does. Believe me. I don't think.
Maybe talents. Maybe if you have a big test coming.
Ah, maybe.
I don't know. Once I went for a beer, I left my stuff. I <studio. laughs> And I went for a beer the day Happy Ball was closing. That's supposedly closing.
No, and I think it's the marketing project.
Yeah. We discovered afterwards, but I went for a beer, and these two guys were looking for our bags. Uh-huh. We came back like 2:30. They were there. Actually, I don't know if they did it because they were kind with us and they didn't want to leave it, but they were there. And we arrived and they lived like with us. So maybe they were very nice.
Maybe.
Yeah, so. But people study a lot here. Actually, I'm amazed about that here. People do study a lot.
Uh-huh. And what about Bogota?
Well, the experience I have, university experience.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the experience I have about Bogota, it's very good university. Like the university I am very proud of being there. It's very good. And I think the classes are very good. Of course, you need to know with who do you put the lesson, with who, what teacher do you have, because we have all kinds of teachers. And there are also this, we can say so, like easy teachers.
Mm-hmm.
But if you take the right teachers, you can find like masters. I know that it sounds like a lot, but really I've seen some teachers that really get to my heart. Which sounds weird when being like saying it. It sounds very weird. I'm sorry, guys, but they do like they give me like this flame to continue studying, like to study more, to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, those are the best teachers. So I pretty much I just don't like the fact that my university in Bogota is very far from where I live.
Wow.
It's like 1 hour bus.
Wow.
And it's bus, you know, it's like a special, they have like yes. a special lane.
Mm-hmm.
Even then, it's like 1 hour. So if you take that out, or if my university was closer to where I live, it would be amazing. But it's not. So that's why I'm in Perugia. <I'm kidding. laughs> I flew.
Studying by walking.
And do you want to listen last song?
Yes.
What do you like to listen then?
I think Beatles will be okay.
Oh, I love the Beatles.
Getting better. We have to protect our belief in the future.
We do have to. So let's play it.
Let's rock and roll.
Let's rock and roll.
Bye, guys.
Bye, guys. Kisses. It's getting better all the time. I used to get mad at my school. The teachers had taught me when cool.
She loved. Man, I was mean, but I'm changing my scene.